This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Steve Vinovich. He's appearing in Cornstalk Theater's production of The Foreigner. Performances begin tonight and continue through Sunday, June 29th. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here, actually.
Now, you are both a Peoria native
and
a professional actor.
Yes, I was born and raised in Peoria, went to St. John's, went to Spalding. Both of them are gone now.
So what brings you back to Peoria for this particular performance?
Well, a friend of mine, Doug Day, who's a member of the board, I think, with Cornstalk, it was his idea. We had roomed together in New York as actors years ago, and we're fraternity brothers also, actually. And he pitched this to them. I'm going to teach a class also in a week, which will be real nice. It's free. Come. A lot of good stuff. If you want to do something, do a scene, do a monologue, do a song, bring it. Juggle. Whatever. And so I came back, and it also was my 50th reunion. So we put all of this together, and I picked the show. I love this show. It's a sweet, funny show. There is about a 25-minute section in the second act where the audience is wetting themselves. They're laughing so hard, which is always great fun.
You had mentioned that you picked the show and this role of Charlie Baker in The Foreigner. It's kind of part of your repertoire. I know that you've done it many times.
I had done it. It's been actually 18 years.
Okay.
I did a couple of productions back then. Met the playwright, wonderful playwright, sweet guy in New York, and he was killed in a plane crash. And it's really a loss because he was a bit of a comic genius and a wonderful, wonderful person, just a sweetheart. And he said, "You got to do this part sometime." And then luckily enough, I did, and this will be my last time doing it, I think. But it's great fun. Yeah, you will enjoy it.
So what is it about the show or about this role in particular that made you think, yeah, this is the one that I want to do?
Well, it's an audience pleaser, for one thing. I'm a Harold Lloyd fan. Most people probably don't remember who he is. He was a silent film comedian. And this is sort of like a Harold Lloyd movie, where it's the innocent boob, the hapless loser, all of a sudden, by ingenuity and his quickness and smarts, becomes the hero, and they triumph over the villains. And there's three other people who are also joined with him who are also going through bad times. And they're all kind of losers who become more than they ever were. And very sweet. It's a nice play.
I'd read a critique that said it's a charming comedy about the magic of kindness, and it's deliberately doltish. Now, doltish reminds me of something English. Don't you play a British character?
Well, actually, he is British. Sort of the premise is he can't talk to him. He's so shy, and he's going through a very hard time. His wife is dying back in England. So his buddy has brought him to Georgia for 3 days just so he can get away. The wife actually doesn't really care for him. And so he comes, and he's too shy. He says, "I can't talk to people. I just can't do it." And his friend then comes up with the idea, "We'll tell the people you're a foreigner, that you don't speak English." So all of a sudden, he is overhearing a lot. They're talking right in front of him because they think he doesn't speak English, and that's how the madness all begins. Yes.
I'm wondering, and I do not know the show, but is it not just what you say but what you don't say? Is it your gestures?
Yeah. I don't say much in the first act. I do a lot of listening. In the second act, when he does talk, I talk with a Slavic accent because I'm a foreigner. I have to play that part. So actually, you never hear my real voice. This is the most you're going to hear my real voice.
Can you Slavic for us?
I talk 1, 2, 3. I am happy. Thank you. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, this is just the best stuff, isn't it?
You had said earlier that in conjunction with your visit, you're also teaching an acting class, a workshop.
Right.
Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah, it's sort of going to be a little bit of everything. I've been very lucky. I've been a working actor, and you can count those on one hand. I've never had another job after college. I have made a living as an actor, and not a lot of people can say that. And so I've done a little bit of everything. I've done musicals. I've done Shakespeare with Lynn Redgrave. I've done voiceovers. I've done animated voiceovers. I did hundreds of commercials back in the day. Done television shows, done dramas, done movies. You know, I'll come and do balloons at your kid's birthday party. So I've been very lucky. I have made a living as an actor and raised kids and had homes and almost hit the big thing a couple times, just missed that ring by an inch. But I'm really lucky. I've done what I've always wanted to do, and not a lot of people can say that. I'm still playing cowboy, and I actually get paid for it.
What's it like working with the locals? Is there any area of intimidation that they're a big star from Broadway and New York is coming to town and you're trying to just say, "Kids, it's just business as usual. I'm just one of seven.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of them were like, intimidated before I got here, which I, you know, the stage manager asked, do I have to buy him blue M&Ms or anything?
Yeah.
I said, well, frozen margaritas would be nice. But no, I am just one of the guys, and they're wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. They're all just great. Good actors are good actors. They don't have to be just professional, and these people are good actors.
But did you have to sit them down at all and say, look, kids, it's just 1 in 7 here?
Yeah. Yeah,
kind of a come to Jesus talk.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And I said, if anybody's got any ideas for me, any funny business, please let me know. You know, in fact, one of the guys who's just playing a small part on it gave me a couple notes yesterday, and they were great notes. I took them. They're just ideas. You can use them or not. That's the whole thing. People tend to forget. You don't have to feel intimidated or you know, if you like the idea, take it. You know, I'll steal from anybody.
Now I'm just curious. You're coming back to a role that you've played before, but it's been a while. The other cast, they've had 6, 7, 8 weeks to learn lines, learn blocking, and you've got the challenge of having to arrive and be ready to go. So,
well, actually, they were only 3 days ahead of me.
Okay.
I thought they were going to start 6 weeks ahead. They usually do, but they didn't on this one. So I was just only 3, 4 days behind. And I came in off book. I kind of like to come in pretty much off book. It's just easier to work that way.
Was that difficult after not being in touch with the part for a while?
Oh, sure.
Or did it come right back?
And believe me, as you get older, it gets more difficult to memorize these things. It's just drill, drill, drill. And I do it every day. I'll do it today. I'll run through the whole play. Sort of like, you know, gymnasts, when you watch them visualize before they do their thing. I do the same sort of thing when I go through the script. Just helps. The more you know it, the more you can forget about it.
I'm also interested in what you're doing offstage. This is your hometown, and are you finding that people are coming out of the woodwork to want to be with you?
A lot of relatives I'm seeing, an old friend, a lot of good old high school friends I've been seeing. But not that much. A lot of people are still working. It hasn't been overwhelming at all. I'm going to some of the few fast food places that are still around that I love. Not fast food, but, you know, come on, catfish. You don't get catfish in New York City. Steak and Shake. There is a Steak and Shake in New York City now. I was so excited.
That's what I heard. Relatively new, isn't it?
It's relatively new, and it's right next to where David Letterman films, right next to that old theater. Boy, was I thrilled. You know, it's a tiny little spot, but it's Steak and Shake.
Now, did you do much theater when you were growing up in Peoria, or was that something you picked up a little bit later?
I kind of played around a lot, performed sort of when I was a kid, put on puppet shows. I learned in a Bugs Bunny record, did all the voices for the parents and got approval, and was in a couple of little school things. And then in high school, I wrote stunt shows. We had stunt shows and wrote and performed in those. But I didn't think you could be a professional actor from Peoria. I didn't think people from Peoria became actors. So I went to college, not really knowing what I wanted to do. I took liberal arts and ended up in journalism department in directing. But then I fell into, as my minor, into the theater department, which was really my love. And I sort of became a campus favorite, they called it, which was sort of a star on, you know, they would advertise you were in the show. And then I was hooked. You know, I was totally hooked. And then I went on to UCLA. They had a master's program. And then by fluke, I got a scholarship to Juilliard, the acting school. I didn't even know what I was auditioning for when I auditioned for it. I was just doing this for fun. Then I found out the next day what the place actually was. And I went, oh, wow, this is really cool. And then they called me a month later and gave me a full scholarship.
Well, I read that you worked under John Houseman there.
Yes, John Houseman was definitely there.
What did you learn under him?
Well, when I auditioned, it was interesting because I did my audition. And through these two things, to get two monologues together, and then they had me do an improv. And I hear from out in the house, your speech is not very good. And I looked down and I said, well, that's what your school's for, isn't it?
Funny guy.
I kind of think that got me the scholarship probably more than anything. And that's because I didn't care. Ignorance is bliss, I'll tell you.
Didn't matter who the guy was.
Yeah, it's true. You know,
funny guy.
If my speech was that good, why would I need to come here, for God's sake?
So you started in New York, then you were in L.A. for many years, and you were saying before we started that you're now back in New York these last couple
of years. Yeah, I was in New York until like 86, did 6 Broadway shows, off-Broadway, regional, then went out to L.A., wanted to be a star, and they weren't throwing that at New York actors at the time. They were throwing it at anybody from Chicago or England. And I thought, a series, I can come back. Well, I got a couple series, and they didn't run. Did a lot of guest spots, about 100, close to 100. Guest spots on TV shows. My heart was always in the theater, so I wanted to come back, and now I'm back. We're in New York, right off Broadway.
but New York has changed a lot since the mid-'80s.
Wow.
And so has the theater scene.
So it really has. New York is so much better now. It was scary back in the 70s and 80s. It was dangerous. And now, my golly, it's so people-friendly, the city. You should come out there if you've never been. They got in Times Square, they got tables and chairs in the streets, like Europe in Riverside Park almost. It's really come a long way. It's quite people-friendly now, yeah.
What's it like living there now and looking for new roles?
It's strange. Strange. I'm actually going into a show. When I get back, I'm going into an off-Broadway show called Old Jews Telling Jokes. Now, it's our little secret that I went to Spalding, which is a Catholic school. So, but with my nose, I've played a lot of old Jews.
Steve Vinovich stars in Cornstalk Theater's production of The Foreigner. The show opens tonight and runs through June 29th under the tent in Upper Bradley Park. Steve, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you. This was a treat. Thanks a lot.
Nathan, A Moment of Your Time, an exhibit of 35 photographs by David Zelaznik, opens with a reception tonight from 3 to 7 p.m. in Burgess Hall Art Gallery at Eureka College. The series captures the art and science of recognizing the moment, whether it be through photos of nature or images that capture composition, balance, harmony, and human emotion. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can find out more about Peoria Public Radio by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.